From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. The government is preparing a roadmap for the implementation of Making Indonesia 4.0, President Joko Widodo said, while inviting Germany to partner with Indonesia to bring about a digital transformation in the country. As reported by Antara News Agency, the President said in his opening remarks at the Hannover Messe 2021 Expo, delivered online from the State Palace on Monday, he wants to invite Germany to establish a partnership in realizing digital transformation in Indonesia. He explained Indonesia is preparing a roadmap for the implementation of Making Indonesia 4.0. He was flanked by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung, Minister of Industry, Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita, and Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi. The President said there are three main things. First, in the industrial era 4.0, strengthening human resources is a necessity. He pointed Indonesia also has a demographic bonus. Indonesia's Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries, or KKP, intercepted and detained 5 Vietnamese flag fishing boats on grounds of poaching in the Natuna waters, Riau Islands province. As reported by Antara News Agency, Acting Director General of Marine Resources and Fisheries Monitoring Antam Novambar stated at the Rengas River on Monday, explained, the government seized 5 foreign fishing boats bearing Vietnamese flags when they were about to steal or catch squids in the northern Natuna Sea, Riau Islands. A total of 20 crew members of the foreign boats were also placed in detention. He remarked currently, the 5 foreign boats and their 20 crew members have been moved to PSDKP Pontianak, pending the legal process. The boats were vessels specialized for catching squid and had often conducted poaching of squid in the northern Natuna Sea over the past 2 months. He revealed fishermen of the 5 foreign boats attempted to evade arrest by colliding their boats into a joint patrol boat. National Development Planning, or PPN Minister Suharto Monoarfa, concurrently National Development Planning Agency, or Bappenas head, suggested that West Sumatra Ngarai Sianok Maninjau Geopark be proposed for inclusion into the list of UNESCO Global Geoparks. As reported by Antara News Agency, the minister noted in a statement on Monday that the Sianok Maninjau Geopark is a potential geological heritage on account of the faults in the Sumatra volcanic system. The minister said this is an extraordinary wealth. Bappenas is striving to ensure that the Sianok Maninjau Ngarai Geopark is included into the UNESCO Global Geoparks Network. Ngarai Sianok Maninjau is a nature's laboratory for research and study on disaster and environmental mitigation, as well as for natural and cultural conservation. He pointed out that at least 17 requirements had to be met for its inclusion into the UGGP list. The government is optimistic of ecotourism being among the driving forces for comprehensively implementing a green economy to boost Indonesia's economic revival. Ecotourism can be defined as tourism that is conducted responsibly to conserve the environment and sustain the well-being of the local people. Its benefits comprise promoting environmental awareness, offering direct financial benefits for conservation, and monetarily benefiting and empowering the local people. Deputy Minister of Environmental Affairs and Forestry, Alwe Dohong, affirmed the management of nature tourism areas can generate income for the region and society, in addition to creating jobs while abstaining from damaging and exploitative actions. West Java has several ecotourism destinations, such as the Gede Pangrango National Park, which can boost local economic activities, and the Situ Gunung Suspension Bridge that has become a popular tourist attraction. Now we move to the international news. The government of Japan on Tuesday stated Japan plans to release into the sea more than 1 million tons of contaminated water from the destroyed Fukushima nuclear station. The decision is likely to anger neighbors such as South Korea. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, the move, more than a decade after the nuclear disaster, will deal another blow to the fishing industry in Fukushima, which has opposed such a step for years. The government said the work to release the water will begin in about 2 years. The World Bank said in a statement that World Bank President David Malpass met with José Manuel Barroso, chair of the Gavi Vaccine Alliance, and discussed the importance of countries with excess COVID-19 vaccine supplies releasing them as soon as possible. As reported by Reuters.com on Tuesday, Malpass expressed his desire to work closely with Gavi on a 2022 strategy, including helping expand vaccine production capacity for developing countries. The bank said the two officials also discussed the need for more transparency by countries, suppliers, and development partners on vaccine contracts, and regarding national export and supply commitments and requirements. We end the news with French lawmakers that have moved to ban short-haul internal flights where train alternatives exist, in a bid to reduce carbon emissions. As quoted by BBC.com on Monday, over the weekend, lawmakers voted in favor of a bill to end routes where the same journey could be made by train in under 2.5 hours. However, connecting flights will not be affected. The planned measures will face a further vote in the Senate before becoming law. Airlines around the world have been severely hit by the coronavirus pandemic, with website FlightRadar24 reporting that the number of flights last year was down almost 42% from 2019. The measures could affect travel between Paris and cities including Nantes, Lyon, and Bordeaux. The French government had faced calls to introduce even stricter rules. France Citizens' Convention on Climate, which was created by President Emmanuel Macron in 2019 and included 150 members of the public, had proposed scrapping plane journeys where train journeys of under 4 hours existed. Well, listener, that was the news.
regular program Today in History starts from an event on April 13, 1975, when civil in Lebanon began. On April 13, 1975, civil war in Lebanon occurred due to extreme group of Christian phalangists attacked on a bus which carried out Palestinian people and killed 30 people. Because of the attack, Muslim and Lebanon nationalist communities rose up against phalangist group. Several times later, the group attacked Palestinian refugee camp in Lebanon, and Palestinian residents also participated in the war. The civil war ended in 1999 by being signed Saif Agreement. Next event is that in 1997, Tiger Woods became the youngest golf player in history by winning Masters Tournament. Tiger Woods is a golf player who noted fantastic victories record. On April 13, 1997, he won Masters Tournament at the age 21 years old and 3 months and became the youngest player in history. He also won 4 titles of major in row, beginning from US Open 2000 until Masters 2001. This event was called Tiger Slam because it is not won in one season. The last event is that in 2013, Lion Air crashed in Balinese waters. Lion Air crashed in waters near Ngurah Rai Airport, Denpasar, Bali, before landing on Saturday on April 13, 2013, around 3 p.m. of local time. The Boeing 737-800NG was reported approaching runway, but it crashed into waters and the fuselage was smashed into pieces. However, the airport's authority ensured that all passengers were in good condition, even though some of them injured. Ngurah Rai Airport was closed for an hour following the accident to simplify evacuation process. Listener, that was Today in History.
Kau membuat ku berantakan. Kau mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانغ جن شوي بي تاي كو جو يفان شي سين سين غوان جون بين دو في ين دو شوان بو ودو كو جو باو هو ني ودو كو جو باو هو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, some time ago, North Lombok region Najmul Ahyar inaugurated the Genggelang Tourism Village. When visiting this tourist village, there are various tourist attractions that you can enjoy from Kartaganga Waterfall, Tiupitu Pond, Kerurak Waterfall, Tiu Tibing Waterfall, Berugak Tree Houses, Two Cafe, Durian, and Cocoa Garden Tour. In today's edition, I'm going to take you to Kartaganga Waterfall. This waterfall is already popular among domestic and foreign tourists. Kartaganga Waterfall is located in Genggelang Village, Gangga District, North Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. It is about 42 kilometers from the north of Mataram City, the capital of West Nusa Tenggara, and it takes about 1.5 hours. Listener, the height of Kartaganga Waterfall reaches 400 meters above the sea level and consists of two levels. Each level of the Kartaganga Waterfall reaches 30 meters high. The source of the waterfall comes from Lokok Angkup. Lokok means river, and Angkup is the name of a patih during the era of the Gangga Kingdom. In the past, this kingdom stood in the local village. In the rainy season, the Kartaganga Waterfall flows so swiftly. As a popular tourist, this tourist attraction is equipped with parking lots, bathrooms, rest areas, and restaurants. When arriving at the location of Kartaganga Waterfall, you will be treated by the rice field views in the east. The rice fields are surrounded by hills with a blue ocean as the background. Moreover, you will also see three gili or islets that can spoil your eyes. In the first level of the waterfall, there are two waterfalls. At the first waterfall, there is a pool at the bottom which is very shallow, so it is very safe for children or toddlers to play. At the second waterfall, which is a few meters behind the first waterfall, you will see an alley with a bridge made of iron. This second waterfall looks very unique because it is in a cave, surrounded by steep rocky cliffs, while the entrance is only about 2 meters wide. The pool at this waterfall is quite deep. To enjoy the water that falls on this second waterfall, visitors need to swim across the pool as far as 10 meters. Meanwhile, at the second level of waterfall, the location is quite far and needs to be reached by going down the first level waterfall and passing through the residence rice fields. Both at the first and the second level waterfalls, you can enjoy the freshness of the water by swimming or soaking while enjoying the beauty of the surrounding scenery. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
わかうんてかーるバイルス COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Por con de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yang ada di hatimu tak dapat ku sangsikan. Ternyata dirinya lah yang mengerti kamu, bukanlah diriku. Kini maafkanlah aku bila ku menjadi bisu kepada dirimu. Bukan santunku terbungkam, hanya hatiku berbatas untuk mengerti kamu. Maafkanlah aku. ku harus merawat.
For the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome back, listener, to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about sakit, which means sick. So stay tuned. Listen to the conversation entitled Ada Obatnya, which means Is There Any Medicine? This conversation is between Kevin and Mela, his workmate. They talk on the phone. Kevin has fever. Mela wants to know if Kevin has fever medicine or not.
Sudah minum obat?
Belum.
Ada obatnya?
Tidak ada.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times, and you can repeat after me. Ada obatnya, ada obatnya, which means is there any medicine? Tidak ada, which means no, there isn't. Ada termometernya, which means is there any thermometer? Ada, which means yes, there is. In the dialogue, you listen to a question, ada obatnya, which means is there any medicine? In the question, there is the word ada, which means is there, placed in the beginning of the question. To find out if someone has something or not, you can use the word ada, which means is there. For example, ada obatnya, which means is there any medicine? Another example to find out if someone has something or not is ada termometernya, which means is there any thermometer? In Indonesian, an expression used when taking medicine is minum obat, which means take medicine. So, if you want to say that you have taken medicine in Indonesian, you may say saya sudah minum obat, which means I have taken medicine. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Sudah minum obat?
Belum.
Ada obatnya?
Tidak ada.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
begitu indah. Kau membuat diriku akan selalu memujamu. Di setiap langkahku, ku kan selalu memikirkan dirimu. Tak bisa ku bayangkan hidupku tanpa cinta. Semua hanya bersamamu ku akan bisa. Kau adalah darahku, kau adalah jantungku, kau adalah hidupku, lengkapi diriku. Oh sayangku, kau begitu sempurna.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Betantang Mate by Puspita Sari and Edin Sabar. The song Betantang Mate was created by Abah Ali and Amox Eni. The song consists of several pantun or rhyming poetry verses. The lyrics are sung alternately and repeatedly. The song Betantang Mate contains life advice, namely, that even if you have a lot of possessions, it is your good attitude that will be remembered all the time. The music of the song itself is fast tempo. This song is a Sambas Malay song, which uses the dialect of Sambas, a regency in the province of West Kalimantan. Well, listener, here is Betantang Mate by Puspita Sari and Edin Sabar. Enjoy the song.
Bukanlah baras di tempat orang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku mengenal di kau tak cukup lama, separuh usiaku. Namun begitu banyak pelajaran yang aku terima. Kau membuatku mengerti hidup ini, kita terlahir bagai selembar kertas putih. Tinggal kulukis dengan tinta pesan damai dan terwujud harmoni. Segala kebaikan takkan terhapus oleh kepahitan. Kulapangkan resah jiwa karena ku percaya kan berujung indah. Kau membuatku mengerti hidup ini, kita terlahir bagai selembar kertas putih. Tinggal kulukis dengan tinta pesan damai dan terwujud harmoni. Pesan damai dan terwujud harmoni.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.